the noise levels are picked up in here. All right. As we get our starting lineups announced, let's take you through those. For the Standish Sterling Panthers, they will start Braden Sullivan, Brett Bartlett, Chase Raymond, Cole Prout, and Truman King. The Clare Pioneers will start Lane Ingram, Al Warner, Jacob Recker, Dawson John, and Miles Haggart. This game brought to you in part by the Standish Pharmacy, My Michigan Health, and Arby's of Standish, Linwood, and West Branch. The tip controlled by Clare. And they will start on the right side with Dawson John. Up top to Al Warner. They were moving left to right away from us. Man-to-man defense here by Standish. Right side, Jacob Recker. Deep three, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 11. That's John for Clare. And it'll be pulled out. And Clare will reset on offense. Warner drives inside on Prout. Prout sends it out of bounds. A good block from the long arms of Cole Prout.
Yeah, it's the presence you're looking for if you're Standish Sterling. It's tough for Clare because you got two of those guys, and Prout and Chase Raymond. Prout definitely more so going to be defending down low at the rim. But great job of getting that ball clean as well.
Warner's going to kick that out to John. John out to Haggard, and Haggard back out to Warner, the point guard on that left side. He goes to the free throw line and now up top to Lane Ingram. Ingram outside, Warner into the lane, hop step, pass inside, Haggart can't hit the bunny, rebound inside, Recker up and good. Offensive rebounding already a key, a couple of big ones for Clare.
Yeah, second chance opportunities there on offense, and that's a tough one for Standish to swallow there. They just got to keep on moving on.
Sullivan and Bartlett working through the press. Dump inside, tipped away. Truman King's pass is picked off. Right side to Warner. Warner, bounce pass down low to Recker. And Recker's going to travel as he tried to clear some room. Standish held their ground, and he ends up with a travel. The first turnover of the day for Clare. 1-2-2 half-quarter, three-quarter court pressure here, I guess you'd call it, from the Clare Pioneers. Sullivan is going to get fouled. He got whacked in the head by Warner. And so that'll be the first foul on Clare. Standish will inbound from the sideline right here in front of us. We're right behind the Clare student section. So it could be loud on this side of the court to start. Sullivan with the basketball. Kick out up top to Bartlett. Bartlett left side, Raymond back up top, Sullivan, pump fake three, into the lane, loses the basketball, but Raymond's got it, loses the basketball, but goes up with the shot, no good, rebound, Sullivan is blocked, out to Warner, and on the run, Clare into the lane, Warner an easy layup, and it's 4-0 Pioneers.
Those are finishes you usually see from Raymond, but I mean, those short ones, that's what he was practicing here during pregame. Might need to get a little bit warmed up before those go down.
Sullivan into the lane. Pass inside. Picked off by Recker. Tried to get it to Truman King and Standish. Big early turnovers. And Lane Ingram into the lane. Kick out. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Clare Pioneers.
Yeah, those are a couple of tough possessions there for Standish. Trying to get the ball down low, but that right there, it just wasn't a great idea, especially with Recker. We talked about the importance that he has with Clare and trying to anchor down low.
They're just moving too fast. There's nothing wrong with trying to get the ball down low, but you can do it later on in the possession. They're trying to work transition offense in just the half court. It's not going to work. Left side, Recker has the ball knocked away by Raymond. Raymond one-on-one to the rim with Recker. Long step, left hand, no good. Raymond looks like he got whacked on the arm, but the official, no one was down there to see it. And here come the Pioneers. Dawson John on that left side, and he works underneath the basket. Kick out, knocked out of bounds as he tried to kick it out to Recker.
Warner's got to be careful there. No, that was John. I'm sorry. He's got to be careful there. That was almost a carry as he tried curling around the baseline, but the deflection will keep the ball with Clare, and there's Recker with a three in the corner.
Right out of the out-of-bounds play, and it's 7-0 Clare to start this contest. Left side, Bartlett. Bartlett working into the short corner, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds. And Clare extremely excited as timeout. Standish will take one with them. A hot start by the Pioneers. They lead 7-0 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by the Erickson Family Agency of West Branch, Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling, Knuckle Oil of Standish, and the Wiltie Insurance Agency of Standish. 7-0 Clare. They have the basketball as they have come out to a real hot start. Lane Ingram, deep three, a little bit short. Rebound pulled down by Chase Raymond. This is where the Panthers can take advantage, but good defense by Clare, left side, Brett Bartlett, wide open for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan, his second of the game. Into the lane, goes up and they're going to say foul on the floor. That was real close to an and one. That could have been real close. We can say he was fouled on the floor. That foul goes on number 33, Haggard, his first team second. Right side, Truman King, wide open for three, knock it down.
That's what you're looking for. That was a great look there on the inbounds pass. Clare just bunched in the lane and left him wide open in the corner.
Clare flat out lost him. Left side, Ingram. He's going to work into the lane. Jump step, right hand, off the glass and good. And Lane Ingram on the board. And it's 9-3. Clare over Standish. Sullivan looking for room in the zone. Goes to Sullivan. They get across half court. Bartlett trapped with it, goes to Sullivan, left side King. King into the lane, goes up right hand, can't get it to go, rebound Wrecker. Clare just playing with a bit more energy right now, right side Wrecker. And up top, pump fake by John, and now goes right side to Wrecker, who bounce pass across to Lane Ingram. Ingram up top will have the basketball as he jogs to the right, and they'll reset the offense with John on the right side. Puts the ball on his hip and kicks it back out. And now up top, now the left side, Warner. Warner into the lane, got it around Prout. And that was something right there that Coach Coyne said to us, that sometimes his defense overcommits and they end up giving up easy buckets. Sullivan overcommitted as Standish turns it over. Left side, John, kick out Ingram, pump fake three, crossover into the lane, loses the basketball, able to recover it. Kick out, Warner for three, too long. Rebound is Prout, and a foul here coming on Haggard. That'll be his second, but Sullivan overcommitted, tried to steal a pass, and ends up giving up a wide open layup for Warner as a couple of changes here for the Clare Pioneers, and that's been a problem. They just play good defense. I don't think Clare's going to be able to beat them down low. They just got to play good, solid defense.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you can't bite on the small things, a little shimmy going into the lane. You got to stay strong here as Clare's going to continue with that three-quarter press, and Standish is trying. They're going to get a little jumper around the lane, and he hits it. That's an and one. That's Truman King with a jumper at the elbow. Gets bumped on the arm, and he'll earn a trip to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three.
That was the best possession we've seen. That was just crisp passing. Standish knew where they were going with the basketball, and Truman King gets an open elbow jumper, but it really wasn't. They got whacked on the elbow and got the friendly shooter's touch. He's got all five so far for Standish, and the free throw is good as well. And just like that, 11-6, so they're hanging around, keeping it close, as now they try to jump a passing lane, and it's Ingram wide open left side for three. Friendly roll, knock it down. And you can't overcommit and jump the passing lanes if you're not going to get it. And now it's 14-6, and a turnover here by the Panthers. Braden Sullivan really having a tough time right now with this press down inside to number four. New man into the game. That's Dunn. Dunn kick out. Right side, John. John, step back three. Right side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Truman King. Braden Sullivan already with a few turnovers in this game. He's got to relax. Bartlett, left corner for three. No good. Rebound. Fought for and won by Truman King. He takes a dribble. Off glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. Off glass, no good. And rebound comes down to Wrecker, who goes right side to John. And he'll kick it up top. Ingram. Ingram open for three again. No good. Gets his own rebound. He'll now drive into the lane. Floater right side. No good. Rebound Bartlett. And up to Sullivan. Here come the Panthers trailing by 8. 14-6. Pull up into Truman King. Little mid-range jumper. Good. Truman King. All 8 points for the Panthers.
Smart job there from King. You know that going into the paint's been dangerous against this Clare defense. So you get a mid-range jumper there on halfway down the key. It's wide open. Go ahead and take it.
Wrecker left side for the Pioneers. They lead 14-8. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Bounce pass. Sullivan gets a hand on it, and Wrecker was out of bounds. And so it'll go back to the Panthers.
You know, that was one thing that Coyne talked about. We talked about during pregame. It's nice when your offense is flowing and you're taking the easy twos. You're not trying to be aggressive towards the hoop too much. You're not trying to shoot those wide open threes. It's finding those mid-range shots, those high percentage shots, and Truman King with a nice adjustment right there.
Claire switches up their press. They go 2-2-1 and dump down Prout and on his back, and that'll be the fifth team foul of the quarter for the Pioneers. They only have one more to give.
They're playing aggressive, but they're paying for it right now. It's that's dangerous living there if you're the Pioneers.
Pass inside Raymond, and he is fouled. That's the last foul to give him the half for Claire. Warner picks up a foul. That's his second. That could become a problem because we saw how well Standish shot free throws the other night. Raymond went up, got whacked on the arm by the smaller Warner, and now every foul the rest of the half will send the Panthers to the line. Truman King open for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Chase Raymond. Raymond, a power dribble, loses the basketball, and a foul! Reached in on, and another foul. This is going to send Raymond to the line to shoot a 1-1. 1:34 remaining in the quarter is number four done. He's been in the game for 3 minutes. He's got two fouls.
Yeah, that's really unacceptable there if you're Claire. You got to clean it up. I understand you want to be, you know, they, with their aggression, they've been able to force turnovers. Standish has been the guy with five turnovers right now in this first quarter. So the aggression's been working on that aspect, but they just got to clean it up and be a little bit smarter there as Raymond misses the free throw. Record with the rebound.
Wrecker's got to have four or five rebounds already. So Claire leads it 14-8. They continue to have a strong quarter. Wrecker with the basketball outside to Ingram. Ingram will drive the lane. Crossover. Right hand blocked by Prout. And now it's Raymond on the run for the Panthers. Left side, Sullivan. Right hand, good. And it's 14-10.
Those are the transition buckets you're looking for if you're Standish. Great job of Raymond bringing the defense in the lane and finding his teammate there in the wing.
Pressure defense now, and Dunn gets behind the line with the steal, but he's going to pick up a foul reaching in, which is fine because, I mean, you're going to pick up the steal, or you're going to give up a bucket, so you reach in, you get the steal, or you pick up a foul. It's only their first, they'll be all right.
You do, but Prout with another mistake there on the three-point line, trying to reach for the steal, and almost throwing himself into the Standish bench and out of position.
Wrecker gets that short corner outside to Ingram. They do a good job of covering it. He passes up top, left side now Dunn. Dunn wants to go back inside. He pump fakes, drives the lane, goes up, Prout got him, and one.
Ooh, I thought Prout had that block too, and I think he did as well. Just a little bit too much of the body right there, and that Dunn will earn a trip to the line.
This game brought to you in part by the committee to elect Mike Hoadley as 99th District State Representative, the Tremble Agency of Standish, North Central Area Credit Union of Standish, Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, and Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch. That's only the second team foul, clearly a foul on Cole Prout. Great finish by Dunn to be able to kind of work around it and put it up. The free throw is up, and it is good, and a seven-point lead again. Every time it feels like Standish can turn the momentum, Claire makes a play. They lead 17-10. Ballad with the basketball inside to King. King to Prout. Prout in the lane. Goes up left hand and good. And there, Standish looks like they're maybe starting to figure out the pressure as they get a field goal from Cole Prout. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. 17-12. Claire leads Standish. And knocked away by Prout. 2-on-1. Bounce pass to Bartlett, but it's behind Bartlett. Into Raymond. Raymond single ball. Got it with the foul. Blocking foul underneath. Raymond going to the line for one more.
That bucket was by Prout, but the play was Bartlett right there. Realizing he got, yeah, it is 2-on-2 in the lane, but he is severely outmatched down low, being one of the smaller players on the court. But realizing, looking up, and seeing Raymond come in through the paint. Great dump off and phenomenal finish there from Raymond.
Third foul on Dunn as the old-fashioned three-point play is converted. Raymond makes it 17-15. And eight fouls in the quarter. Lane Ingram, right side, drives the lane, goes up and finish. Lane Ingram showing why he's so dangerous with the basketball. Pioneers by four. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Addison Millett doesn't see it. 2 seconds, launches for three at the buzzer, and it's short. At the end of one, it's Claire 19, Standish 15 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ballad right side to Prout to start our second quarter. Prout underneath the basket. Got it with the foul. Humphrey got the defense in the air, and he's going to go to the line for one more, as it is met now 19-17. Clare with the lead, but that is their ninth foul of the half, and we're 10 seconds into the quarter.
That is. That just shows you the strength of Prout. I know we've been praising him all pregame, but he showed it on Wednesday, and he's showing it pretty early here tonight as he gets the free throw.
Makes it 19-18. The old-fashioned three-point play. And Clare will bring it up. Ingram up top. Right side. Now pass across and threw it away, but able to recover it is John. And now John will drive the lane against Vlad. Now right side. That is number three. That's Tocho. He's in the game for the first time. Wrecker straight on three. No good. And so rebound comes down to Bartlett. And Bartlett drives inside. Right hand at the bucket. No good. And a foul coming against Chase Raymond going the other way.
Yeah, he knew that right away. Pointed to himself. Is that me? Yeah, that was you. Trying to reach over and get the rebound, and yeah, they're gonna call that more often than not, as we have a substitution on the court that looks like 44 punches coming in for Clare.
Jake punches, yep, checks in. Lane Ingram will tap the ball back to Tocho, and Tocho will bring it across, goes right side. Handoff Wrecker in the motion offense. He tries to drive, nothing there. Handoff to Ingram. Ingram now drives inside after the overcommit by King and a little floater. And yet again, another overcommit by the Standish defense. And it leads to a bucket, 21-18 Clare. Right side, Vlad, they break the press. Standish doing a much better job away from the press now as they go inside. Prout left hand blocked, and no, a foul coming underneath as Punches is going to pick up the foul as he got into the body of Cole Prout. Good call, and, well, back to the line go the Panthers, and I think we're going to see them at the line a lot in these next 6 minutes and 48 seconds. That is the 10th team foul on Clare. Every foul outside of offensive fouls for Clare will send the Panthers to the line to shoot two. First one long by Prout. This game brought to you in part by Daniel Septic Service of Sterling, Bartlett Farms of Sterling, Aranac Bay Veterinary Services of Sterling, and Relevant Electronics of Standish.
Yeah, Standish really needs to clean things up on the defensive side, especially with the overcommitting like you mentioned. There is Prout hits the second free throw. I mean, at that point, we heard about Clare's speed, but their speed really comes in the most when Standish overcommits. So they got to clean that up and trust their defense.
Pass inside. Great pass to Punches. Got it to go. Got a friendly roll. Almost missed the easy layup with no defense. And Clare by four, 23-19. Right side, Vlad. Vlad bounce pass to King. King, little mid-range jumper, and he is just unconscious right now. 8 points in the first. Knocks down a little 10-footer there, and it is now 23-21. Truman King, 10 points now in the game. Wrecker drives inside. Little mid-range jumper for himself, and Jacob Wrecker with a nice touch. And timeout Clare. We'll take one with him. Clare by four, 25-21, and WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish working its way through the press. They trail by four, 25-21. Left side, Raymond. Inside to King. King, right hand over the defense. And Truman King just can't miss right now. That one looked like it was going to be too high off the glass, but it doesn't matter what he's doing. And cuts the lead to two, 25-23. Clare with that lead over Standish here in this district final. Bounce pass inside to Punches. Punches can't handle it and stolen away by Vlad. And a chance to tie or take the lead for the Panthers. And across to Vlad, but Ingram gets a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. And almost a runaway for Lane Ingram.
Both teams have been incredibly similar in terms of their defense. I mean, they really look alike. They could swap jerseys and really be the same. They've been reaching for great passes. They've been getting a lot of tips. I mean, I know we talk about Standish overcommitting a little bit, but Clare has done a great job on the defensive side of the ball, at least getting a hand and obstructing this offense.
Lob inside to Raymond, and it is tipped, and they're going to say off of Wrecker, and it'll stay here with the Standish Sterling Panthers. Everybody but Jacob Wrecker doesn't like it. Wrecker just kind of nodded at his bench going, yeah, it was off me. As everybody else flipped. Like, yeah, that was the right call. As Sullivan goes right side, Vlad, the three in the lead, too long. Rebound pulled down by Ingram. It was online. Right here in front of us, right side. And bounce pass inside. Tried to get it to Punches. Vlad read it, picked it off. And here come the Panthers. Cole Prout with the basketball. He's trying to work inside on Recker. Nothing there. He goes up top to Sullivan, newly into the game. Sullivan, floater at the rim, and a charge picked up by Lynn Ingram. Shot was off anyway, but Braden Sullivan working inside a little too fast. Good charge picked up by Ingram.
Yeah, that's a tough one to take, but hey, I like it. I mean, trying to infiltrate that defense. They've had some struggles in the lane, aside from Chase Raymond, of actually getting the layup type of plays to go in. And I like the aggression there. Sullivan coming off a phenomenal game on Wednesday. I'm just waiting for him to heat up a little bit here before halftime.
On our sister station, 106.1 The Point. After one quarter, Towa's 16, Oscoda 8 in that district final. Recker way off on a three. And a foul called underneath. Did Sullivan pick that up? Yep, Sullivan pushed in and pushed Ingram out of the way. So I think the officials starting to get some makeup calls in here. They see the number that says 10 fouls for Claire. They're really calling a lot of these that, well, we don't usually see called, especially in Division II. Inside, that is now Warner. Warner drives inside, goes up, off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sullivan. And another chance to tie or take the lead. Bad pass by Sullivan. Recker had it picked off, but then was on the sideline. Sullivan just really not, I don't want to say he's not playing very well, but man, he's really struggling right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's fighting well in defense or on the with rebounding. He's got three so far in this game, but yeah, for sure. When it comes to facilitating, it really hasn't been his game so far. But we got 4.5 minutes left for halftime. See if he can clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, he's a turnover machine right now. They check him out of the game for Truman King. Right side, the lad up top to Prout. Prout pump fake, and he's going to be got Warner up in the air, and then Prout just hit him so that it makes sure he picked up a foul, and the Clare fans can say they don't like it, but it's pretty clear. That was one of the most obvious fouls of the day. And so Prout will shoot two free throws.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, Prout drove into him, but the defender left his feet. That's one of the most unwritten rule or most common rules in basketball. Never leave your feet on defense. There's Prout hits the first free throw, and he already earned his second. They're at, that'd be now 11 fouls?
Yeah, that is 11 or 12 fouls. Yeah, this game brought to you in part by Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, EJD Transport of Standish, and the Law Office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish. Prout continues to have a good day at the line, and amazingly, we're tied. Standish for these 12 minutes. I feel like they've been outplayed, and we're tied at 25. Left side, that's Tocho. Tocho hands off to Ingram. Ingram trapped, able to pass inside. Good pass, and shot up and good for number 33, Haggard. Good job to get a pump fake to clear himself some space. Clear by 2, 27-25. Left side, Bartlett. Bartlett goes up top, and now inside to Raymond. Raymond falling down, and he's going to travel as he slipped.
Yeah, he took a lot of contact down low on the block, and I think one of the defenders behind him kind of gave out a little bit and
pulled
he
the
expected
chair on
somebody
him.
There. Yep, and a little shuffle of the feet.
Full court man-to-man here for Brett Bartlett as they were able to get the ball inside to Tocho. Bartlett going to keep on playing that full court man-to-man. Hand off to Ingram. Right side, Ingram, deep three. Off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Raymond. Raymond, bounce pass ahead to King, and he can't get there. Out in front, and there's one of those transition turnovers you talked about, Andy.
Yeah, that's Raymond there again. I think he had three or four in the first half of our game on Wednesday, and that's something that you're definitely going to have to clean up. If the pass is not perfect for you, just eat it. Keep it. Play your half-court offense.
Ingram with the basketball on the right side for Clare. They lead 27-25. Crossover steps into the lane. Pass up top Recker. He's open for three. He'll drive inside. The ball poked away by Vlad. Bartlett up to Vlad. Into the lane. Right hand. Can't get it to go. Good defense. And a reach foul here coming on Bartlett. That'll be the team's last foul to give. Great defense there by Dawson John. Expecting contact was Vlad. John just backed out of the way, and Vlad able to ends up missing because he got too far underneath expecting contact. So here comes the Pioneers. They have the basketball up to 3-10. John drives into the lane, goes up on Prout. Too strong, no good. Rebound Bartlett. And Bartlett will drive 4-on-5 as John fell down. Raymond in the lane, Euro step, ball ripped out of his hands and taken away by Recker, and then Truman King, a bad foul. As he pushes number 3, Tocho, and that'll send him to the line to shoot a 1-1 90 feet away from the basket.
That's definitely not one you want to take. You know, Matt Coyne is shaking his head right now. This has really been a tale of two quarters in terms of fouls. You mentioned it earlier. You know, I feel like the rest might have been a little imbalanced, but really, those last few fouls, that was just Standish making mistakes.
Rebound by Tojo, and the rebound by Raymond after he misses the free throw. He saw the same thing I did, that Recker was all over him, but didn't get the call. Proud into the lane. Good hop step in the finish. We're tied at 27. Cole Proud works into the lane. He has got 8 points in the quarter. Ingram drives right side. Euro step. Good defense by Truman King, who picks up the rebound. King bounce pass to Vlad, who's got to get across the timeline. Now there he goes. And now up top King. King into the lane, and he will shoot the shot. Good defense. Rebound Proud. Ball knocked out of his hands. Goes to the sideline. And it's saved, and we have out of bounds off of Standish. And so to come to Clare, we're blocked off on that part of the sideline by the Clare student section. Tied at 27, 2:20 to play here in our second quarter. And bringing it across the line is Dawson John. John, couple of slow dribbles, goes right side to Tocho. Tocho wants to go cross court, but instead goes up top Ingram. Ingram behind his back, works left side into the lane, and now handoff Tocho. Back inside, Haggard for a little mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Truman King, and now up to Chase Raymond. Raymond into the lane, handoff to Prout. Prout goes up, blocked! Oh! He's going to get bailed out with a foul. Tocho gets called for a foul. I'm not sure he did foul him, but the ref has a better look than we do.
Yeah, the ref was on the baseline making that call. I mean, if he did get him, he got him in the fingertips. I thought that was a great defensive face-up, especially against a big guy like Prout. And that's a tough one, but Standish will take it.
Prout's first free throw rims out. And Recker, a little bit lame. I think he kind of caught a knee in a place where you're not supposed to catch a knee, because he was kind of grabbing down in that region. And so I think Recker now checks back into the free throw rebounding area here as Proud will make the second one. He's got 5 free throws in the quarter.
I have a 7 of 9 as a team.
Nope, he's got 5 of them. He's 5 of 6 at the line this quarter himself. So it's 28-27. Standish, his first lead of the night. Left side, Ingram. Ingram drives baseline and up to Haggard. Haggard floater, no good in the lane. Rebound pulled down to Bartlett. And here come the Panthers. Vlad, right side, drives in the lane. Little mid-range jumper, no good. And a foul. John Tocho, as he pushed Raymond in the back, who had an easy offensive rebound. That's Tocho's 3rd foul. And foul number like 14 for Clare.
Yeah.
Stops at 10 on the scoreboard, and they had that early in this quarter.
Yeah, it's got to be 14 plus. Is there refs confirming? Yeah, 2 free throws. Yeah, it's been 2 free throws the last 5 attempts that they've had. As Raymond takes a couple of dribbles and he hits the first.
This is a huge part of this game to get them back into this game. 6 points in the quarter just off free throws alone. So important that they've been able to get to the line.
See, it's crazy. You say back into this game, and they're sitting here with a 2-point lead, and you said earlier, it doesn't feel like it. There is. Raymond hits the second. Yeah. They now have a 3-point lead.
Yeah, it's 30-27 Standish. They've been outplayed this entire game, but they continue to have a lead. Ingram up top. He'll drive, and ball poked away. He didn't know where he was going with it. Vlad with the steal. Into the lane, and he will lose the basketball out of bounds as, again, good Olay defense by Clare. They're doing a great job. Standish expects contact.
Yep.
And then Olay defense, and they fall down with the basketball.
I'm looking for some adjustments from Coyne at halftime to try and see if they can fix up that transition, especially finishing.
Bartlett overcommits on a pass. John into the lane. Blocked by Proud. Gets the rebound. Saves it to Bartlett. Bartlett up the court. Into Raymond. Raymond finger roll too long. Oh, man. That could have probably forced a timeout by Clare. Right side. Knocked away by King and out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Clare Pioneers. But Standish starting to feel it a little bit. They lead by 3. 53 seconds to go in the half. This game is flying.
Yeah, that's a shot there from Raymond. You expect him to make. It really hasn't been as strong around the rim, particularly in this game. We'll see if that changes here in the second half. Still got 50 seconds left to go here in this first.
Sophomore Nick Porter into the game. They need him to play because a foul here on Standish. Vlad picks up a foul with the leg, they say. Put a knee into Porter, and that'll send sophomore Nick Porter to the line to shoot a 1-1. Such foul trouble. They got to play these sophomores off the bench. We didn't see Nick Porter against Remus.
No.
Now he's got to play. Timeout for Standish. We'll take one with him. It's Standish by 3. 44 seconds to play in the quarter on WKJC Power Station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Fergie's Pizza of Standish, Smith & Associates CPA of Standish, Wayland's Inn in Standish, Mrs. and Brothers of Standish, and D&M Supply of Omer. Nick Porter at the line to shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up. It is long. Rebound pulled down by Prout. 43 seconds to play in the first half. And it's Truman King up top for the Panthers. Right side to Vlad. Standish leads by three, 30-27. Up top King. And King will slow it down to Prout. This is the longest possession we've had in this game.
I think so.
This is the longest I've been able to say anything here. It's now back up top to Prout. Right side King. Standish might be holding for the final shot of the half. Or at least trying to force Claire to overcommit. And then they get a foul in two shots, which they would love. Bartlett, left side Raymond. Up top Prout. They are. They're just holding for one. Getting Claire to move. Back across Bartlett. In. He makes a terrible pass up above Chase Raymond. No need to. He didn't even come down from his jump yet. He jumped for the pass and then just threw it.
That was an alley-oop pass right there. That's definitely a big mistake there from Bartlett. I mean, trying to extend this lead before half. Now you give Claire an opportunity.
Ingram with 7 seconds on the clock. Works right side. Up top Recker. 4 seconds. He's going to have to shoot. Launches the deep three for the tie. It's blocked. The lad full court shot at the buzzer. Good! A 90-footer! The lad made a 90-footer! And it's Standish by six! At halftime, Standish 33 and Claire 27 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Well, that was a way to end the half, huh? that was something. I can calm down a little bit.
I was going to say, how you feeling, Brad?
About blew my voice out right there. That was one of the greatest shots I've ever seen and one of the greatest shots you've ever heard because you're looking down.
Yep. I'll learn next time.
If you missed it, Addison Vlad at the halftime buzzer, a 90-footer, I would call it, because you figure the baskets are about 2 feet in from the baselines, and he went from straight underneath the basket, baseball pass right off the glass and in. So I'd say a 90-footer for Standish at the end of the half. They lead 33-27. Our leading scores for Standish, they have two players in double digits. Truman King with 12, Cole Prout with 11, including 5 free throws in that second quarter. Lane Ingram led the way for Claire with 9, and Jacob Recker at 7. In 18-8 second quarter, Standish really ratcheted up the defense. If they can stop turning the ball over and work a little bit on offense, there's a chance that they can extend this game out.
Yeah, definitely is a big key. They were helped out with turnovers in the second quarter. Claire had quite a few more. I think they ended the half. Claire with 8, Standish with 6. But for Standish on the offensive side, they just got to slow the ball down a little bit and look for the shot that you want, not the shot that Claire wants you to take.
The Claire Pioneers start with the basketball, 33-27. As right side, and now up top Ingram. He's open for three, up top, and off to the right. Rebound to Braden Sullivan. And here come the Panthers, leading by 6. And Sullivan picks up his dribble, dead right now. Now goes to King. Left side, Bartlett. Bartlett back up top to Truman King. Into that corner with Chase Raymond. Raymond up top to King. King into the lane. Pass back to Raymond. Raymond right at the rim. And very good offense to start the quarter for the Panthers as Raymond gets an easy layup. He only had 5 in the first half. He's up to 7 points and Panthers by 8, remarkably, because it's still, I'm not sure that they've still outplayed Claire yet. Right side, Warner in the lane, half spin move, Prout plays good defense and affects the shot. Sullivan with another rebound, quickly up court to Prout. Prout into the lane and he is fouled and we're going to the line to shoot 2.
That's a good aggression there from Prout there on really going from defense to offense. Like you said, great stand there on defense, not being too aggressive, just pretty much putting your arms up and forming a wall and saying, hey, if you want to shoot it over me.
And Warner's so much smaller than him.
Yep.
Yeah. Prout at the line. He had 5 free throws in that second quarter. He's going for another one and knocks that one down. And with a chance here, I still can't wrap my brain around this. If he makes this free throw, Standish is up by 10 points.
Yeah.
As now we have
Oops.
Accidental music play right here by the sound guy.
But yeah, you talked about
his first technical foul.
You talked about free throws being a problem there for Claire Harris. Prout misses the second.
Rebound Truman King, though. Back up top to Sullivan. Left side Bartlett back to King in the corner for 3. No, rims out. Rebound comes down to Prout. Up and good. Standish by 11, 38-27. And now the Pioneers got to figure something out on offense. They go to Haggard up at top, left side Ingram. Ingram pump fake, drive the lane on Prout, and shot no good. He thought he was getting contact. Rebound comes down to Prout. Up to King. Right side, Bartlett into lane. Alley-oop to Raymond and good. Timeout clear. Standish by 13 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish 40-27. This game brought to you in part by Aranac Casting of Standish, the care team of Standish, and Culligan Water of West Branch. Andy, Claire is in the danger zone, trailing by 13 right here.
Yeah,
they've got to figure something out now. Pass in, throw it away. Miscommunication by Warner, Ingram, and Haggard. Didn't know who was cutting. Haggard throws it away, and, well, that's a problem.
Especially out of a timeout as well. You think they'd clean that up a little bit. There is Standish turns the ball in the paint. And that'll be turnover number 7 for the Panthers.
Ingram in the lane. Floater off front. Raymond can't get it to go. Rebound Raymond knocked away by Recker and stay with the Panthers. Braden, how many Panthers? Are you 7 turnovers for the Panthers?
7 for the Panthers, 9 for the Pioneers.
I want to say that's 5 for Braden Sullivan probably?
Most likely, yeah.
I mean, he's just right now needs to calm down. He plays so fast, and it works on the glass. He plays fantastic on the glass when he gets to the rim, but right now he needs to calm down with the basketball in his hand. Right side, Sullivan, bounce pass to King. That's a good pass into the lane, King. King, floater, pass inside to Prout. Prout underneath, got caught, goes straight up and scores. Good job by Cole Prout to not travel, to just stay still, realize he had time. Defense moved, and now it's Standish by 15, 42-27, a 9-0 run to start the half. Almost picked off by Prout. Left side, Ingram on King, and good job by Standish to recover. And now to Haggard. Haggard goes left side to Ingram. Ingram works away from the screen, into the lane. Right hand, too short. Rebound, Prout. And then fouled by King after Prout got mauled on the rebound, but no foul called, which is fine. Physical basketball. Ingram comes away with it, goes up. King fouls him from behind. Ingram at the line to shoot two.
Yeah, that's a tough take there if you're Standish. Prout with about 3 clear unis around him trying to muscle that ball away and unlucky, and Ingram earns a trip to the line, hits the first free throw there, and they are now sitting at 2 of 4 from the free throw line in
Standish,
this game.
Standish is what, double digits? Second free throw good for Ingram as well.
Standish currently sitting at 10 of 13.
Yep, sounds about right. And behind the press, Sullivan, left side, King. King in the lane, right hand, up, and rebound, Prout. Prout up and good. Cole Prout already with 7 points in the quarter, 18 in the game, and it's 44-29, back to a 15-point lead for the Panthers. Winner of this game moves on to Big Rapids to play either Cadillac or Ludington on Monday. Left side, Warner for the Pioneers. Right side to John. Claire, you have to have a field goal in this quarter. Now right side, Warner. Bounce pass kicked by Sullivan, so it'll stay down here with the Clare Pioneers. This game brought to you in part by Dan Meals Well Drilling of Sterling, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish and Surveying Solutions Incorporated of Standish. On our sister station, it is Tawas 27 and Oscoda 14 at the half. So a low-scoring game there where the Braves are in control of that district final. Warner with the basketball up top. Drives inside on Bartlett. Bartlett gets a hand on it and takes it away. Doesn't have numbers. He'll slow up and go to Vlad. And Vlad bounce pass inside to Raymond. Raymond kick back out Bartlett. Bartlett one more to King in the corner. King gets stopped. Good defense by Claire. Right side Vlad. And Vlad will cross court again to King. Open for three left corner. Knock it down. What passing by the Panthers. They lead by 18. 47-29. Warner with the basketball at top halfway through our third quarter. 4 minutes remaining. Handoff goes to Dunn, and Dunn will be fouled by Vlad, who just got a little too handsy.
For Standish on the offensive side of the ball, we always talk about one of the more dangerous plays on offense are those cross court passes. But Standish just trusting themselves right there, thinking, hey, if I can throw it hard enough, a bullet enough, I can get over this fast defense. They have back-to-back-to-back cross passes to find that open three in the corner.
And that zone just isn't going to be able to move fast enough with it. And Ingram tries to make a no-look pass, knocked out of bounds. And Prout and Haggard go diving for the basketball, knocked off of Haggard. And Cole Prout with a fist bump down the floor as it is Standish basketball. A 2 will put them up by 20 points. Bartlett with the basketball against this
Looks like that's full court man that they're running. Yep, Claire, I think, is running full court man and easily broken by the Panthers. Vlad drives baseline, and it got kind of caught in between a shot and a pass, and luckily for him, got swatted out of bounds by Claire.
Yeah, that was a good job there from number 33. That is Hager with the pretty much pass block of just getting himself in the way. Vlad had nowhere to go.
Pass inside, prop, pump fake, up, and can't finish. Rebound, fought for and won by Hager. And now here come the Claire Pioneers, Warner into the lane. No, gets cut off by King. I thought he still had the lane there, but didn't feel like going in. Gunn outside to number one, Warner. Bounce pass inside, Wrecker. His first touch of the half outside Warner. Got to get the ball back into number five hands. Warner up over Prout. Good job by Warner. Muscling into Prout. Shot up and good. The first field goal of the half for Claire. They cut the lead to 16, 47-31. Right side King. King drives baseline. Bumped by Ingram. And then thrown. And that'll go out of bounds off of the Panthers to Claire. Good defense by the Pioneers.
Yeah, Warner on that drive right there. He didn't take contact. He gave contact to Prout and really followed through on that layup. Great job of controlling his body through the contact, getting the ball in a comfortable spot.
And a great no call on the physical basketball there. Ingram, pump fake the three. Step back in the corner. No good, or no shot, I should say. Pass inside to Warner. Had an open layup. If he makes a better pass, so Warner now has to back it back out. Goes back left side to Ingram. Ingram, long three. They need that. Knock it down. Lead cut to 13, and timeout, Claire. We'll take one with them, 47-34 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. A little 5-0 run here by the Claire Pioneers has cut this lead down to 13. And now we have a stoppage as Truman King forgot he was still in the game and had to come back onto the floor. Good job by the official. He didn't have to do that. And now we have a timeout for Standish because they don't really know what's going on. Just a 30. We'll keep it right here. As they don't know who the five are on the floor. The official did not have to tell them he only had four on the floor. They could have just let him play 5-on-4 and then had him check in on the next dead ball. So Standish wants to take a chill pill here, relax, and try and figure this out. Claire trying to fight their way back into it. And they need to do that with that energy they had in that first half. I mean, every ball they knocked out of bounds, they were flexing and fist pumping, trying to keep that energy up, knowing that Standish team was going to figure itself out eventually, and they had to get out in front early. They got to rematch that energy again if they want to get back into it.
Well, for sure. I mean, for Claire, that energy is contagious. We saw it on Wednesday against Remus Chippewa Hills when they pulled away in the second half. They were as energetic as all be out, and it's you saw it in the first. It just quickly went away, and I think that buzzer beater there at the end of the second half really took a lot of the wind out of the Claire sails.
Braden Sullivan with the basketball goes left side to Bartlett. Bartlett in the corner picks up his dribble. He's going to be kind of dead right there. He's got to make something happen. And able to find Vlad way back at half court, but Vlad able to create some space. Go into the lane. Handoff inside Prout. Prout goes up. Got it with the foul. What do you do with Cole Prout? I mean, he's just so technical down there.
Cole Prout and Vlad. That was a great job there from Vlad to just dribbling through. He was going full speed from the left wing through the top of the paint and just a quick dish as well right into the gut of Cole Prout. I was expecting a little bit of a turnover or some sort of bobble, but great smoothness there from Vlada of picking that up and getting the ball out to Cole Prout, who completes the old-fashioned three.
That's 10 points in the quarter for Cole Prout, and it's 50-34. Standish by 16 as they've really played a great second quarter. Ingram in the lane. Floater at the rim. No. Rebound tipped out to Sullivan. Sullivan on the run. Goes to Raymond. Raymond loses the basketball. Probably got away with the travel, and now he's going to go to the line to shoot two because with that bobble, he took a good two or three steps where he got it and then took a jump stop. That probably should have been a travel on Chase Raymond. He gets away with it. That foul is going to go on Gunn, his fourth, team fourth, and Raymond's going to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I think Standish learned pretty early. I mean, I know they keep trying to push and transition, but that's so tough against Claire, especially when they play so physical down low. There is Raymond misses the first free throw because, I mean, against lesser opponents, Standish finishes those. They get out ahead of you, and they beat you to the bucket, but Claire's been doing a great job, especially in transition, of getting back as Raymond hits the second free throw, of getting back and defending the basket on transition.
18-7 so far this third quarter. Up top, Wrecker open for three over Raymond. Knock it down. They needed that. Wrecker into double digits now.
with 10 points, and Sullivan turns it over to Ingram. Ingram, a pull-up three. No, Recker with the rebound, and an easy up and good, and it's a quick 5 points. Sullivan with the basketball goes to Prout. 12-point lead now inside Raymond. Raymond up through the contact. No good. And rebound fought for, and a jump ball will stay with the Panthers. How in the heck is that not a foul on Recker?
Especially with how they were calling the end of the second half, trying to look like balance out the fouls. But, I mean, Chase Raymond, he did what you want him to do in the low block. Feel contact. Try and pump fake. Get him up in the air. And he got Recker almost a foot up in the air before he came down on his shoulder. Brad, I'm right there with you. I have no clue, and nobody on our side, the standard side, has any clue either.
And Matt Coyne is giving the official an earful right now because some calls have gone both ways, but yep. Man, that's a bad one. Inbound here for Bartlett of Standish. Only a 12-point game now. Sullivan pump fake and out of bounds, but knocked out of bounds off Ingram. Got trapped in that corner. Sullivan just playing way too fast. I mean, I think he has 6 turnovers. I think that's where we're at. He has got to slow down and calm down. He got the ball and just started sprinting and got trapped. Cross-court pass to Vlad. He will shoot the 3 from the corner off the high glass. Not a good shot there. And it'll be a rebound for Recker. Chance to cut the lead back to single digits in the final minute of our third quarter. As Warner working on Vlad. Drives in the lane. Good burst of speed, but too strong. Rebound for Haggard, and he is fouled underneath. And he got whacked in the head, they'll say. That will be a foul on... I didn't see the number they gave. It was only 13 foul, and it's not on a shot, so it'll go underneath. All right, I don't know who that was on. They didn't put it up there yet. So Recker goes to Warner. Warner back to Ingram in the corner for 3. Too long. Rebound fought for and won by Haggard. Outside to Dunn. Back to Recker in the corner. He tries a 3. Is fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot 3.
These last 2 possessions have been extended by Haggard, who is currently on the ground in the lane. Pounded a couple of times. I think he might have gotten knocked up high. He's rubbing his nose a little bit and kind of shaking the cobwebs. He's been fighting extremely tough down low. When you don't have Recker down there, Haggard's been the one doing the job. And trying to battle, you know, with Prout and Raymond has got to be one of the more difficult jobs in this game.
3 very important free throws for Jacob Recker here. He hits all 3, clears right back in this one, and he makes the first. 6 points in the quarter for Recker. Really all coming in the last minute or so. 13 in the game. And a couple of dribbles. Tosses the ball to himself. Second free throw. That one's good too. Cuts the lead now to 10. 51-41. And now here's the one that can make it single digits.
These last 43 seconds are going to be critical for Clear to try and keep it within single digits to end the third quarter.
Misses that one. Rebound Prout, so it stays at 10. Sullivan will bring the basketball up. Goes to Prout. We'll see if Standish holds for 1 here. Prout, no one around him, will kick it out to Sullivan, who now hands off to Vlad. Vlad back up top to Prout. 29 seconds remaining in the quarter. Cross-court Sullivan. Sullivan pump fake in the lane. Kick out Prout. And Prout again, just going to take his time. Hand off to Sullivan. 20 seconds. Coach Coyne says 1 shot. Right side Vlad, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side Prout, 12 seconds. Prout will drive baseline on Haggerty. Spin move, go up in the lane, and can't finish. But a foul is called by the far side official. And they're going to call it on number 3. That is Tocho. That'll be his 4th foul. He's the 2nd Clare Pioneer with 4 fouls. And Prout will go to the line to shoot 2, where he has lived so far today. He's made 7 free throws. First one is up. That one is good.
Those free throw numbers just keep climbing for Standish. This is soon going to be their 18th attempt of this game at the line, and we're not even in the fourth quarter yet.
I mean, yeah, it could get, if Standish keeps the lead, it's going to get higher. And so Prout takes a couple of dribbles. The 2nd free throw is no good. Rebound won by Recker. 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Recker handoff. That's John. John into the lane at the buzzer. Layup good. Got it with the foul. Got hit on the arm.
That's the finish you're looking for Clare. Great job of getting down the court so fast there by I'm sorry, by
Dawson John. Dawson John.
John. There it is. I'm sorry. I kept looking at Warner like I swore that was Warner that finished it. But great job there, John. Really get down quick. I mean, you can settle for a jump shot. You can look for a pull-up three. But, I mean, he probably looked up and saw there's 3 seconds left on the clock. I can make it to the rim at that point and earn himself a trip to the line.
So it's a 9-point game. Chance to make it 8. And off front rim. No good, but Wrecker. Wrecker tipped it up and in. What a job by Jacob Wrecker. And so at the end of three quarters, it's Standish 52 and Clare 45 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish Sterling with a 52-45 lead after three. What a finish in the quarter by Clare as they fought their way back into it. After trailing 18-8 in the quarter, they would make a run and make it 19-18 in the quarter. Shot by Wrecker, no good for three. And rebound to Cole Prout. Cole Prout had 11 points in that third quarter. Up top now to Prout, surveying the defense. Inside Raymond. Raymond had the ball poked away. Gets his own rebound. Goes up, no good. And a rebound by Haggard. What a poke by Ingram. Ingram will bring it up the court, left side. He'll drive and get cut off by Raymond. Left side, Wrecker. Wrecker for three. No good. Rebound to Bartlett. Pace is picked up. And Sullivan will slow it down across the court. Hand off to Truman King, who's been pretty quiet in the second half. King will bring it across. Now right side to Prout. Back up top to King. He'll launch the three from straight on, and that one no good. Rebound Sullivan, and he goes up, and he is fouled on the rebound. That's where the speed of Sullivan is good. Making bad passes, not it. But that right there, the effort and speed of Braden Sullivan.
See, of the aspects you've been talking about, like you said, he's had a kind of a rocky game at this point, especially in the first half. A couple of cheap fouls and quite a few turnovers. But it's the rebounding there as he misses the first free throw. It's the rebounding that stayed consistent. The effort and the fire on the, especially the offensive side, getting those second chance opportunities that have been consistent. He's currently sitting with 8 rebounds on the game.
Second free throw, no good either. Rebound, fought for and won by Haggard. So 0-for-2 at the line for the first time today go the Panthers. Left side, it is Warner working against Sullivan. Up top to Wrecker. Wrecker to Ingram. Ingram, deep three. No good. Rebound is long but comes out to Raymond. Raymond to Sullivan. And the fourth quarter starting a little slow for each team. Bartlett, too high for Prout, and it's knocked out of bounds. And Bartlett and Sullivan both have had some tough passes inside, trying to get that ball into Prout or trying to get it into somebody. Just need to relax. Yep. Get that ball to your big guy. They'll go make a bucket. You don't have to rush it.
I'm trying to force it, and well, hopefully Clare has a little bit more of an efficient possession here. I think they've had 3 straight one-and-done trips off really going for the three-point line.
Little mid-range jumper here by Ingram, and able to fight for his own offensive rebound. And now left side Wrecker. Wrecker thought about the three, and he'll slow down. He'll drive and stop at the top of the key. Left side to Warner. Warner a screen on the left side by Wrecker. Warner now will drive into the free throw line, put his body up, and what a shot by Warner, able to float through the air and put a shot up and score. And it is now 52-47, 5-point game, right side King. King in the lane to Raymond. Raymond, dribble up and good. And that is where Standish is going to have their advantage throughout the rest of the day. And the ball just knocked away, so nothing there as they just reset the possession. Standish by 7, 54-47. 5:45 to play in this district final. Wrecker gives a screen for Ingram. Ingram at the free throw line, able to step to the side, gets cut off, goes right side to John. John will go back up top to Warner. And now Warner, crossover, getting to the lane on Bartlett, goes up on Prout. Prout keeps his hands low, and rebound, tipped and fought for, and won by Cole Prout. And here come the Panthers. Coach Coyne calls out the play. Sullivan in the lane, pass to Raymond, who tried to dunk it and put it up and in anyway.
That was just beautiful there from Sullivan, just driving the lane, and the moment the big guy collapses up on you, Raymond is just alone by himself there on the block.
That is the speed and ability of Braden Sullivan. That's the Braden Sullivan we like. Good pass here to Haggard. Haggard dribble up in the air and good. Cole Prout didn't want to pick up the foul and essentially lets Haggard score. And it's 56-49, 4:53 to play. Right side King. Truman King up top to Sullivan.
Sullivan left side to Chase Raymond into the lane. King open by himself. Easy bucket.
That was a complete breakdown from Clare's defense. I don't know who was supposed to follow him, but Truman King coming from the three-point line, going into the lane by himself.
Up top is Dawson John as Panthers lead by 9, 58-49. Fouls each team with 5, so they each have 1 to give. Left side, Dawson John drives the lane. Up over the top of Prout, no good. Prout punches the rebound out, and it's fought for and won by Haggard. He continues to play really well on the glass. Mid-range jumper here for Warner, no good. Rebound Chase Raymond. Haggard continues to fight, man. I love what he's doing down there with those two big guys, Prout and Raymond. He's got his hands full, and he is fighting. Left side, Raymond now for the Panthers. We're halfway through our fourth quarter. Up top, Cole Prout. Prout left side to King. Sullivan cuts through the lane. Nothing there. Back up top, Bartlett. Panthers slowing it down a bit. Ball knocked away. Good defense by John, and he's going to get a steal. Down the lane he goes, and Bartlett will punch it away, and it'll go out of bounds. And it'll stay here with the Clare Pioneers. They lead by 9, 58-49, 3:42 to play in our fourth quarter. On our sister station, 106.1 The Point, it is Dallas 41. I scored a 30 about halfway through the fourth quarter. Haggerty calls for a guard, gets the basketball to John. John in that right corner, gives it into the high post, and back up top to Recker. Recker works off a screen, goes to John. John wants to go cross court, but good defense into Ingram. Floater in the lane, good. And Ingram, with 16 points in the game, cuts the lead to 7, 3:20 to play. And left side, that's Chase Raymond. Chase Raymond goes up top to Prout. Prout looking, goes left side, Truman King. If he can get a jump shot, he can really work himself right back into this one. And ball poked away from Bartlett. Bartlett now to Sullivan. Able to recover it. Standish working slowly here on offense, trying, I think, to slow the game down a bit. And really extend this out. Timeout Standish will take one with them. Standish by 7, 2:52 to play in the quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. To play. Sanders Sterling with the basketball leading 58-51. Thanks to Kevin Allen back to the radio station, keeping us sounding good, working late on this Friday. Bartlett will inbound. He'll go to Proud in the corner. They wanted to dump it down to Raymond. Ball tipped up in the air. Ball on the ground, taken away by Clare. They can chip away at this lead some more. So a long possession from Standish, but they don't even get a shot up. Warner into the lane. Spin move on Sullivan. Right hand. No good. Rebound to Truman King. And now every possession matters so, so much. Sullivan up top to King. 2:28 to play. Standish by 7. 58-51. You know they're going to take their time. Clare's going to have to extend the defense. Inside King. King has the ball knocked away by Recker. Ball is stolen by Recker. Recker down the floor. He's got no numbers. He'll have to slow up. And now he'll drive baseline. Nothing there. Trapped in the corner. Gets it up top and out of bounds. Bad pass by Recker. Warner couldn't handle it. And so with 2:07 to play, a turnover for Clare.
That's a tough one to take there if you're Clare. Recker doing a great job of the paint on the defensive side, not allowing a shot. And right there, just getting trapped in the corner, nowhere really for him to go.
Truman King, left side to Raymond, back up top Bartlett. Bartlett swings to Sullivan. Under 2 minutes now to play. Standish by 7. And right side, Prout. Prout pump fake into the lane. Go up right hand. Got it. No, he's going to get fouled. And that will send Prout to the line. Recker had to come over aggressively. He can't just give up the layup at this point in the game. And so he'll send Prout to the line, where Prout so far today has made 8 free throws on probably 10 or 11 attempts. And so now with 1:50 remaining, a chance to make the lead 9. So no matter what, still a 3-possession game. Prout's first free throw is no good. He's missed the last couple as fatigue sets in. That's all right. Clare's just got to get something going on offense. They're really struggling on offense right now. The buckets they have gotten have been just one-on-one plays. And both of them missed by Cole Prout. And so it's still a 7-point game. 1:45 to play. Ingram into the lane. Little right-hand floater. No good. Rebound Prout.
And Ingram's trying to foul, and now he gets the foul. He's telling the official, I'm trying to foul Colt Grout, and they won't let him. And now the ball gets punched around, and Coach Coyne wants an intentional, but Ingram did a good job of reaching around Truman King to go for the basketball, put in quotation marks. That is the seventh team foul that puts Truman King at the line to shoot a 1-1, and Truman King has made one free throw today. I believe it was on an and one. Free throw is up. That is good. Off left rim and somehow found its way down. Got the shooter's touch. So that makes it an 8-point game. Only 95 seconds remaining in this district final. Here's a magic number. Standish with a free throw gets to 60. No good. That magic 60 number still in play. Claire has only given up 60 twice. Standish only been held under 60 twice. Ingram for three on the pump fake, knock it down. 59-54, Truman King runs down the lane. Pass high for Prout. Pump fake up, and he is fouled and going to the line to shoot two. That was dangerous by the Panthers. Prout lucky he got the foul there. Raymond's pass was a little bit high, but Prout will go to the line and have a chance to put the Panthers up by three possessions if he makes them both.
The last two passes of that transition were pretty darn high. Chase Raymond had to leave his feet quite a bit in order to corral that pass and try and get over to Prout, who misses again.
That's his third.
Yep, third in a row that he's missed. Now that's why Ingram was trying to hack him so hard under the rim on the other side of the gym a couple plays ago. But Standish in transition, you gotta be careful. You cannot commit any turnovers at this point in the game. There's Prout finally hits and breaks that streak.
Makes it six. That's very important that it's now a 6-point game. Ingram wants to pull up for three. Nothing there. John left side. 70 seconds remaining. John up top to Recker. Good job by Raymond not to reach. Ingram for three. High arcing shot, no good. Rebound fought for, one by Sullivan, but a foul coming on Warner as Sullivan got clobbered. Warner mad at himself there. Oh, yeah. Is he mad that that was a foul?
I was going to say, I love the effort, but, I mean, he came flying from behind in order to try and corral that, just knock him upside the head.
Timeout Standish, 60 seconds remaining. They lead by six. Try to ice it right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. Man, you got to love March. Great basketball all the way around today. Braden Sullivan at the line. He can put his team up by seven, but he's got to make the first free throw or else it's a live basketball. Free throw up. And too long, rebound Jacob Recker, still a 6-point game. 60 seconds to play in this one. Cross-court pass picked off by Prout. Bad pass by John, now goes to King. Truman King, they got to get it across half court. Standish got called timeout, they're almost at 10 seconds, they get it across to Raymond. Now Raymond is fouled by Dawson John, and Raymond will now shoot two, as that is the 10th team foul on Claire. Man, they had to push that real close to 10 seconds right there. That was really close. A quicker counting official gives that a 10-second call. That's only the first foul on Dawson John. How the heck do you play this much on Claire and only have one foul?
That's especially with how much he's been playing, the energy that he's been showing. There is Raymond misses the first of his two free throw attempts.
Their free throw shooting has been so good. And now, I mean, they have missed five of their last six free throws. Or else this game be over. They knock down free throws. Raymond's second free throw. That one goes in, and that's big. It's a 7-point game. Three possessions. Ingram with the basketball. He's dangerous to shoot from anywhere. He wants a screen from Recker. Gets it. He's double covered. Drives baseline. Goes up, and Prout could have gotten a foul, but the shot is missed. And Prout with the rebound, and a foul coming. That'll send Raymond to the line to shoot two. Prout's got to be careful there. That could have been a foul. He did a good job going straight up. But, man, that's dangerous. You almost kind of just let him score.
Yeah, right, yeah. Let him score and set up your inbounds because you know Claire's going to be really, really aggressive on that as Raymond's setting up for his two free throws.
They got to get Tocho out of the game. That's fine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They got to bring Dawson John back into the game with his one foul. He'll be running. I mean, their season might be over, but he'll be running some sort of sprints for only having one foul in this game. That's three below the average for Claire right now.
Yeah, right.
Chase Raymond at the line, leading by seven are the Panthers, 61-54. First free throw, that one's good. In the driver's seat are the Panthers right now, but if the Big Ten tournament has taught us anything, no lead is safe. Especially when you have Lane Ingram, who can knock the ball down from half court if he wants to. Second free throw, good as well, 9-point game. And Warner will have it, bring it across the timeline. He'll be outside, drive inside on Prout, pass inside, Haggard. Haggard up at the rim, it's good, 63-56. Timeout, Claire will keep it right here. If you're standing with 19 seconds left here, I mean, it is just as simple as get the ball to your free throw shooters, get it to King, get it to Raymond. Just make sure you relax. Don't panic on these inbounds. Make sure that you control everything that needs to happen. So final score on our sister station, 106-1 the point. Dallas area Braves take care of business. They beat the Owls all three times this season, 49-32. They will take on the, they'll go to Grayling. I'm not sure who they're playing, but they will now go to Grayling and play over there. You'll be covering that game on Monday, more than likely.
Will be there.
You'll get a look at the Taos area Braves, get your knock it downs ready. They love to shoot plenty of threes.
All right.
So be ready for that. This is a 30-second timeout, I thought, but I think we're well over 30. I think it's a full timeout. They just kept everybody standing.
Yeah, they must have. But, yeah, like you mentioned, Stainers just needs to be smart. Obviously, it's kind of tough for us because we don't really know how many timeouts they have left. Hopefully, the coach, Matt Coyne, is relaying that to them. Hey, we have one, we have two. I'm assuming they have at least one left. So if they do get a problem, if they get trapped, if they can't really get the inbounds in safely where they believe they have a timeout, I think Matt Coyne just reminded them, hey, we have a timeout to use if we need one. So use your head. No need to force it.
Sullivan can move on the baseline, and he does. Looking to inbound it. And bounce pass. And Recker got a hand on it. And out of bounds. Truman King was on the line. And Claire will take the basketball.
There it is. That right there. Claire has an opportunity down by seven to at least make it a four-point game here. But they're going to have to shoot it quick.
Recker up top to John. Back to Ingram in the corner. Good defense. Pump fake. And now he'll launch the three over Raymond. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Bartlett. And now to King. He is fouled. 8.8 seconds on the clock. Standish leads by seven. And they can smell it. They are this close to another district title. Their first since 2019. Because Ogemaw beat them last year. Claire beat him in 2020, first since 2019, for the Standish-Sterling Panthers, if they can get this to go. First free throw by King is good, 64-56. And the Panthers looking to improve to 21-1. Second free throw by King, that one's good too. And up the court is Ingram, 5 seconds remaining, pull up three. No good. Rebound, King. And this game is over. The Standish-Sterling Panthers top the Claire Pioneers 65-56. They are your District 36 champions.